Chesed Dvar Halacha. So for tomorrow, for Shabbos, you can wash Panav Yod Viraglov in warm water. Here's where some say that if you, nowadays, when we talked about the issur to wash the 9 days, and the question is, you know, where you draw the line at, you know, just refreshing oneself and not feeling uncomfortable. So that's, you're supposed to feel uncomfortable, and that's osur. And when it becomes lichluch and dirt and zeya and zuama, that it's mutter. So there, so you know, there are achronim, or there are those, I should say, that say, you know, nowadays we're so used to showering or bathing that it's mutter just fresh, you know, just to do it without that levels, which I vehemently reject. Except it could be if you're always used to doing it, then it, the threshold of it feeling like dirt and zuama gets raised or lowered. But for Erev Shabbos, where it says that Panav Yod Viraglov is mutter in warm water, so there are those that say that since we're being matrit l'chavet Shabbos, so some say that nowadays we're so much more used to bathing and showering, so that already, it would be a lack of kavod Shabbos if you didn't do that for Shabbos Chazon. So there, it's plausible to say such a svara, that we're used to it and we never miss, and therefore there are those that are not there taking a regular shower, not, again, you know, not for pleasure, you know, you're doing it just like Lekavit Shabbos, you shouldn't linger, you shouldn't, if you're going to be Soymach on this Kula, which is a Kula, so if you're going to do the Kula, which is Kol Gufo, really, B'chamin, so then you should at least do it very hurriedly and not linger, and it shouldn't be like something that's Mamish purely for a refresher. I hope it's going to be clear. We're sending out about Motzei Shabbos, how to conduct oneself regarding sitting on a chair, regarding Shabbos clothes, regarding Havdalah, regarding Baruch Hamad Kol Nishma Chol, regarding all those issues. So if something's not clear, call me up. Sunday night, looking ahead to Sunday night already. So things that are usher machmas hesech das of avelus are mutter already Sunday night. In other words, you can bathe, you can do laundry, haircut, etc. What's still usher al pi minig, I'll say usher, but what's still the minig to be machmir Sunday night would be bosa v'yayin and music. Because there's, you know, you just fasted that day, you just said kinos that day, it's like inappropriate to jump into either Bosa V'yayin or music, but anything else which is really Hesech Das of Avelus, so the Avelus is over and it's already, you know, Yud Aleph of Sunday night, and therefore it's immediately mutter to do those things again, laundry, haircut, shave, washing, etc. Okay, and again, just to be clear, during the Archei Kala, which is the next 2 weeks,